No, there's been a worrying and concerning TB spread in the Irish herd. It's its highest level in over a decade. That's one of the things I spoke to the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McGonlogue, about. I also talked to him about the clearing of tents from the Grand Canal. More of them have shown up this morning, the clearing of them yesterday at the Grand Canal. And also talked about his new announcement that he's going to bring in regulations which will bring an end to electronic collars for dogs. Have a listen.
Good to be with you this morning, Gerry. And listen, it's a real concern. We've seen slippage in the last year or so in particular, and an increase in relation to reactor numbers. So it is an issue we have to look to see how we can address, and it's something we have to look at collectively. I established the TB Stakeholders Forum with all of the farmer representatives and key stakeholders as part of that. And as part of that as well, there's a scientific committee within that, which I know is looking at and fully assessing the dynamic behind what they believe may be leading to the increase in relation to reactor numbers at the moment, and then working with farm representatives in relation to what steps might be appropriate to try and reduce this, because it is a massive stress and a massive financial loss to any farmer that is affected by it, and also a real significant financial impact for the state as well, because we're spending 70 to 80 million euro a year on the TB eradication scheme. And we haven't been seeing the progress we need, and indeed we've seen slippage over the last year. So that's something we have to reverse, and we all have to work collectively to reverse.
And are you confident now that there's enough engagement and people are working together on that task force? Previously you suggested perhaps maybe there wasn't enough engagement to try and tackle the problem, particularly when it comes to cattle-to-cattle spread of the disease.
There's lots of engagement, but there's more work and more engagement needed, particularly to address that cattle-to-cattle spread aspect of it. There's been lots of work done in terms of the wildlife side, significant additional resources applied to it. Also, we've seen a significant increase in relation to the badger vaccination scheme, and lots of work ongoing and will continue there. But also, I know from feedback from the TB Stakeholder Forum that the animal-to-animal spread aspect is something that they're investigating and assessing very closely at the moment. And it's important now that there's further engagement and work done by everyone on the task force in relation to how we can take steps that will actually see reactor numbers reduce.
Separately to that, on the issue of animal welfare, you've announced yesterday that you're going to bring in regulations in the coming months to ban the use of electric dog collars.
Yeah, listen, I mean, obviously animal welfare is paramount to everything. You know, it's something I take very seriously as Minister, but it's paramount to the work of the Department of Agriculture, Food and the Marine as well. Obviously within the food supply chain, we take animal welfare very seriously and monitor very strongly and enforce it strongly. But also, we have responsibility in relation to for pets and companion pets and companion animals in terms of their welfare. And that's something I've been looking at very closely. I established a companion pet advisory council, bringing all of the key representatives in this sector together about 18 months ago. One of the issues they advised I should look at is the issue of banning remote-controlled electric dog collars. So I conducted a public consultation over the last two or three months. There was over 600 replied to that. And I've taken the decision that I feel there's a very clear need on an animal pet welfare point of view to ban the electric dog collars that are operated by remote control. Now, this won't impact on the perimeter fence electric collars, which can actually keep a dog safe from, you know, from road traffic issues, in which a dog has the opportunity and learns to stay away from and has the control of staying away from. But obviously, shock collars, which are controlled by remote control, are very different to that. And the animal, the pet, does not have control over that, and it can be quite quite impactful in relation to their welfare of pets. And it can be used both for cats and dogs. So this is something that I'm going to move now to ban. Some of the feedback we got during the consultation was that for pets, for example, that have been trained over the last number of years and would have established use in relation to these collars, that it could prove challenging were you to ban it outright immediately. So I'm introducing a system whereby where the use is established for a particular pet, that can be registered, but there will be no new use, and that we were moving towards it being outright banned and phased out, but certainly banned outright for any new use with immediate effect from the regulations coming in.
Okay, Minister, can I ask you, look, we've the first really decent spell of dry weather in quite some time. Some of the animals are back out on the land. There is trouble to come, though, in this area because of so much wet weather in terms of fodder, in terms of other issues as well, for farmers, potato crops and tillage crops as well. Will the supports be there at the end of the year for farmers who get into trouble in these areas?
Yeah, well, listen, we've been working and I've been responding to help farmers through what has been a really challenging period And I know it's been a particularly difficult period in Kerry and in the South West, and I've maintained close contact with my Cabinet colleague, Minister Norma Foley, and my party colleagues as well, Senator Ned O'Sullivan and Mark Daly, as well as my government colleague, Ben and Griffin, who have been keeping me up to date in relation to particular pressures in County Kerry. So we've moved over the last period of time, for example, to introduce the fodder transport scheme. I know Kerry Co-op did lots of good work supporting farmers through that. And also then most recently at the Fianna Fáil Ardéis, I announced in terms of the tillage factor in particular that I'll deliver €100 per hectare to support them to have the confidence to go ahead and plant seed this spring, because it's been exceptionally late and lots of worries and impacting confidence there in relation to planting. So that's something we'll monitor now as the year goes on. Obviously, as a government and as a minister, I've worked hard to deliver significant supports for farmers. The €200 per suckler cow, the doubling of the sheep payment from €10 to €20, and also making sure all farmers who applied got into the acre scheme, which is 50% extra funding in it now than before. But also important alongside those schemes, which are schemes which have been there for 4 or 5 years, is that we closely monitor the pressures the farmers are under and respond where needed. And last autumn I did that for the tillage sector. This spring I did it in terms of providing support for the livestock sector in relation to fodder, and also in relation to the tillage sector again as the year goes on. And likewise, it's something I'll continue to monitor now, working closely with government colleagues and government representatives, particularly those who carry there, in relation to the year ahead too.
Okay, something you're also monitoring, the government as a whole, is the migration situation, the clearing of another encampment, we call it that, along the Grand Canal this morning, where a number of tents had sprung up. That's following on from last week. Is this going to happen every week now, or is the government getting a handle? You've been accused of losing control in migration.
Oh, it's particularly challenging because numbers have increased, and obviously it's against the backdrop as well where our country has stepped up very strongly over the last 18 months to support, you know, those from coming from Ukraine in particular needing refuge, and many people welcoming them into their homes and supporting that. And that has meant that lots of accommodation that might have been available is in use. Also, we've seen in the last 2 or 3 months an increase then in the number that are applying for international protection and asylum. And that has put particular pressure on the system. It's something the government is working hard to respond to. In the short term, we're identifying government lands whereby tented accommodation can be provided with the proper sanitation facilities available. But the key thing here really is, and this is not just unique to Ireland, because right across Europe we're seeing there's been an increase in the number of people applying for asylum, given the strife there is in the world and the strife there is in parts of Africa as well. But the key thing is that we resource very strongly the processing system, and over the last period of time we've seen an 85% increase in the number of staff working in the processing system. In the last couple of weeks the Minister for Justice moved to allocate an extra 100 Gardaí as well to work in this area. And it's key that we have a system that gets quick answers when people apply, that is fair, efficient, and ensures that works well, and that those that need refuge get that, but that those who don't meet the criteria get a quick answer and a decision to leave as well. And that's something the government's putting significant resources into, making sure that system is ramped up to. But in the short term, obviously, we do have a challenging situation.
We do. We're seeing a lot more candidates, both in local and European elections, focusing on migration as an issue. Some would accuse them of pandering to baseless fears. Others would say they're representing genuine concerns. Are you worried that your party is going to lose votes in relation to this issue and the high-profile nature of it in the run-in now to the local elections and Europeans?
I think it's something we're taking very seriously as a government. And obviously, it's a reflection of the wider world we live in at the moment in terms of some of the strife that's happening in many parts of the world. For example, you know, in North Africa and Sudan, there's been 7 million people displaced through civil war there in the last year or two. That's been having an impact. And there's many other instances of that. And that's why it's important we work with other member states in Europe through the European Migration Pact, which can significantly increase the tools that are available to process quickly and have an efficient system in place. It's important there's good cooperation there as well with the British government in relation to this, but it's really important that we continue to increase the resources to make sure the system works effectively and there's quick answers and quick movement in terms of those who don't meet the criteria. But listen, it's a challenge, but it's one the government are working hard on, and it's a challenge which, you know, is affecting every country at the moment, and which is a reflection of the wider world in which we live. And that's why we're putting the emphasis and the time and the effort at the moment into making sure that the systems are resourced to make sure that we have an effective system which works the way it needs to.
Okay, Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConnell, thanks very much for talking to us this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
That's Minister for Agriculture Charlie McConlogue on a number of different issues. The migration situation in Dublin, the TB reactor numbers alarmingly high at the moment. So they need to get on top of that if you've a view on it. What do you make of that? These remote control electric collars, not the barrier fences that are there, you know, that work with to keep animals safe in properties and prevent them going out on the road. But the ones where it's remote control from the user, they're on the way to being banned.